This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Jack Lepiarz. There's just one day to go before the opening of the $2.6 billion casino that Wynn Resorts has built in Everett. Ahead of Encore Boston Harbor's grand opening tomorrow, WBUR's Callum Borchers has this preview.
What do you get when you cross Boston with Las Vegas? A $68 lobster roll, for one thing. Chef Taylor Kearney says you get a pound and a half of lobster meat topped with lavish ingredients.
Black truffle aioli, tons of shaved black truffle zest, gold leaf, beautiful Ocetra caviar.
Kearney says the brioche roll is amazing, by the way. This Vegasified version of a signature local dish is just one of many ostentatious offerings at Encore, which opened its doors for highly choreographed press tours ahead of tomorrow's ribbon cutting. Encore's Executive Vice President of Operations, Brian Gelbrandt, led the way.
The 40-foot-high atrium ceiling and then the tower right above us. At night, you can look up and see the tower just glowing from in here, and it kind of puts a nice warm glow on this entire space.
Gelbrandt showed off a carousel adorned with 83,000 flowers, and the tour in which journalists were barred from taking photos or videos included a stop at the resort's top-line hotel suite, the Chairman's Villa, which starts at $15,000 a night.
It's hard to believe we're still in Boston, isn't it? Actually, it's hard to believe we're in Everett.
It is, and that's the idea. Unlike the MGM Springfield Casino, which opened last summer and aimed to blend in with its surroundings, Encore is designed to feel like an escape. Wynn Resorts is targeting a more high-end crowd. The cover charge at Encore's nightclub is $40. Guests willing to shell out on Thursday can party with a special guest DJ, Shaquille O'Neal, who played his final NBA season in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.